It's all about West Yorkshire. BBC Radio Leeds.
Now, this is the kind of news that you'll be glad you can only hear, and you can't see it, or, heaven forbid, smell it. People living near an urban woodland in this city, Leeds, are horrified that raw sewage is pouring out of an overflow pipe onto footpaths.
We're talking about Gledhow Valley Wood. It's used by dog walkers and families, and when it rains, sewage runs from this pipe down the hill. We gave our reporter Sally Young the rather unenviable task of looking into the problem.
We get kingfishers down here and dippers. And the flowers are brilliant. The snowdrops now, there'll soon be celandines and bluebells. And it's a really brilliant little sort of wildlife oasis.
This is what used to be the main carriageway to the big house.
Martin Calvin and Dorothy Carter belong to the Friends of Gledhow Valley. They love this stretch of urban woodland, which runs along the valley between Chapeltown and Hare Hills. But for the last 6 months, the natural beauty of the woodland has been severely marred by this. Raw sewage.
Well, it's just raw sewage, and there's water running down from the sewer head the whole time. It smells terrible, and...
condoms and sanitary towels.
It's a real, real mess. It's a concrete block, and there's just water coming out, and... lots of rubbish, and it's just streaming all the way down the hill, through these trees, through this, what is essentially a beautiful parkland.
We've got the problem with rats in the wood anyway, and obviously they're going to thrive on this sort of thing. I mean, kids playing here, kids playing the stream, you know, and you just sort of, somebody's going to catch something at some point, and they'll be unlucky if they do, but they will do at some point, you know, and... it's just the consequences aren't really worth thinking about.
The problems caused by a blocked pipe, the sort of problem you would have thought would be quite easy to sort out, but apparently not.
Dorothy's been sort of spearheading our campaign, and she's been going from round in circles between the Environment Agency, Yorkshire Water and the council. And the problem with it is, it's not been adopted by anybody. So while ever it was unblocked, it was fine and nobody knew about it. It became blocked and nobody really wants to know about it. Yorkshire Water will adopt it if they have to, but it's a question of whether it's a private sewer or not. And if it's a private sewer, they won't adopt it. And it's, but because of this, we've been going down in, well, basically circles or triangles from the three people. And nobody will, like, take responsibility to sort it out.
The pollution caused by this blocked sewage pipe is quite simply disgusting. It smells revolting, it looks horrible, and what's even more shocking is that it's been like this for over 6 months. The people who walk through this wood, the people who can smell the sewage from their homes on a warm day, say something has to be done, and done quickly. This is Sally Young reporting for the Radio Leeds Breakfast Show in Leeds.
Thank you very much indeed, Sally. Almost 7:10, so a couple of big questions there. Whose responsibility is the sewer? Well, we asked both Yorkshire Water and Leeds City Council's Health Department, the Environmental Health Department, to speak to us about the problem. Neither of them wanted to. Leeds City Council say they're looking into the problem. Yorkshire Water said that they were sending someone out to investigate last night and would work to achieve a satisfactory outcome. Let's see if anything's changed then. Martin Calvin, you heard in Sally's report there, can tell us, I'm sure, if any progress has been made. Morning, Martin.
Morning.
Yorkshire Water said they were sending someone out then. Did you meet anyone? Do you know if they turned up?
Didn't meet anybody. They rang me up last night, and they just come to the conclusion it's a private sewer, which basically means they can wash their hands of the affair.
But I think you knew it was a private sewer already, didn't you?
Yeah, there's nothing new there. We're just really very frustrating. I'm sure the people who are creating the sewage, they're paying the water rates, they're expecting their sewage to be dealt with properly, and it's just not happening.
Now, we've looked into this a bit, and I know it is complicated, because there's a distinction, depending on the age of the sewer, about who has the responsibility for it. And basically, if it's after 1937, as I understand it, Yorkshire Water can say it isn't one of our sewers. So, in a sense, you can understand what they've said.
We've just got to leave it then and let the sewage pour out into the woods. I can understand that, but it's sewage, it's in Yorkshire, and it's got to be their responsibility.
Well, let's turn it the other way around then. What about Leeds City Council from a health point of view? Because clearly it can't be good for anybody if this is happening. So what about the council side of it? Do you think they should do something?
Well, the council have actually now wrote the site off, and they are looking into it. They're saying they're talking to their solicitors and looking into it. But it's now, they're getting involved now because it's a statutory nuisance, and they realise that, and so now they've got to do something about it. But they're still coming up against this brick wall that's Yorkshire Water that won't adopt it.
I mean, from their point of view, here's the bit. If the sewer's private and hasn't been adopted by Yorkshire Water, which clearly, even after the visit last night, it hasn't, the council can serve a legal notice on the homeowners responsible for clearing the blockage, giving them 48 hours to clear it. So what do you make of the wording of that, Martin?
I think they don't know who's creating the sewage. They don't know who the homeowners are. That's the trouble.
So clearly, you feel that one of these two organisations, and you clearly, from what you've said, feel the onus is on Yorkshire Water, they should simply sort it out.
Yeah, and the Environment Agency get involved. They're just washing their hands of the affair as well. Their job is to look into pollution, to pollution spillages in the woods, and they've looked into it and just passed it on to Yorkshire Water and passed it on to the council. And this is what's happening all the time. We're just going around between the three.
It's a horrible problem, and we heard there. I mean, I've run through the area. It's a beautiful place. Mentioned the kingfishers, the rest of it. This is 6 months, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you can hear it when on the radio, but to see it, it's a sea of condoms and sanitary towels, and it's just disgusting.
OK, speak now to Yorkshire Water, and if you feel you need to the council as well. I know people will be listening, and I hope, for goodness sake, we get some action, Martin. What would you say to them when we've got effectively both sides washing their hands of it?
It just needs somebody to sort of talk to them, knock their heads together. I mean, the cost of it would be nothing. And they're getting all this money from people paying the water rates in Leeds. The people who are creating the sewage, I'm sure they're paying their water rates. Just something has to be done. It's an awful mess.
As you say, somebody probably just sitting alongside there for a couple of hours might focus the mind, mightn't it?
Hopefully, yeah.
Nice to speak to you, Martin. I hope you get somewhere soon. And hopefully, if we get some progress, we'll have an update here on Breakfast. Thanks, Martin. Martin Calvin, you heard him in the report, you heard the update. Nothing new, sadly, to report. Let's hope, for goodness sake, we get some progress today up at Gledhow and the awful problem of the sewage, 13 minutes past 7.